So, let's see if we can answer this question. I know it's hard, all right? But it's fun, right? So you have this machlokas Abai Rabbi Abahu, and you have this issue of this concept that within Rabbi Kiva, so you're going to say that Zrika and Halah come from the same pasuk, right? But when it comes to the Onesh, so he shifts gears and then looks at Zrika from a different angle, I don't know what, and says that, no, you see the pasuk says, Sham Ta'ala, Sham Ta'ala. So that teaches you there's there's Onesh Halah, and then there's all the other actions, right, are jammed in this other category. So what's going on here? Berman. So I think that's very good. So I think, that's why I said before, that the key is to, I think I told you guys, the first thing to look at is some guys. First look at Zrika, right, and understand, how can you see Zrika, or that move, I know I'm drawing like an L, not a Venn diagram, but similar, like, there's Zrika in this context, and then like here, like what's this? What? No, not a graph, whatever. Anyway, so what do you see? So it's interesting. You see that Zrika, just like you're saying, Berman, you see that by Zrika, that what? That Zrika, that what does Halah do? Halah, we look at the Mikdash, we see what Halah do. Halah is what I'm calling the Gemar Avoda, meaning it effectuates a change, like you're saying in the Korban, but it's the last thing. So that's Gemar Avoda. That stands alone as something very, very chashuv, right? So Zrika shares that in common, right? Now, but the Mikdash is what has to generate the very problem to begin with. But now, when I leave the Mikdash, and now I'm evaluating it from the Chutz perspective, well, Halah, what can I say about Halah, about Chutz? What can I say about Halah, about Chutz? That I can't say, but, yeah, right? There's a reality of Halah, about Chutz, right? But you can't say that by what? Zrika. Why? Because like you guys are saying. It's not a Maisa Avoda outside. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. No, that's an important, right, that's an important point. Beautiful. But the main point, though, is, but isn't that ultimately the machlokas? Isn't that the machlokas? To me, that's a pivotal machlokas in the whole sugya, which is, how do you look at b'chutz, right? Is there a reality of b'chutz, so to speak? There's that makom and that makom, right? I can do things there, I can't do things there, right? But that means there's a reality of b'chutz. Or no, what's he doing when he does a vote of b'chutz? It's not that there's a b'chutz, rather, what's he doing? Not bifnim, right? That's a beautiful setup. That's exactly the main tension. I would argue one of the main tensions of the sugya. What is b'chutz? It's the exact segue to the next gemara. You know what I mean? Like, what is b'chutz? Is there a reality of b'chutz? And then we have to start assessing that. Or no? That's the next sugya. I know that's the next gemara. You know what I mean? That's going to start going deeper into that. No. So just start. Okay. Everyone should know this pasuk, okay? The pasuk says, "Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor o chesev o eiz b'machaneh." Right. So anyone who, any Jew, non-Kohen, who shechs a shor o chesev or eiz in the machaneh, right? Oh, asher yishchat michutz l'machaneh. Right. So anyone who shechs in the machaneh or chutz l'machaneh, okay? Chutz l'machaneh, in or chutz. Now, in the times of in the desert, right? In the through the sojourn through the desert. Yes, what were the camps, as you're going to see in a second? So there were three machanos, okay, so to speak. Okay? And already there's an only implication what the Gemara is trying to say here, but there's three machanos. There's the Machane Shechina, so that's where the Mishkan is located. That's here. And then there's like the Machane Levia, which where the Kohanim and Levium were kind of residing. And then you have Machane Yisrael, which is not there anymore. It's another Machane, okay? Okay. So it says, okay, fine. So it says michutz lo machane, right? So outside the machane. Okay. Graber, go. Right? Yachol. Yeah, michutz lo machane. Yeah, forget the parentheses. Yachol chutz lo shlosh machanos.
Isn't it michutz?
No, Tana Rabbanan, skip the parentheses. Michutz lo machane.
Michutz lo machane, okay. Michutz lo machane, yachol. Means outside all three.
Okay, so you would think b'chutz machane means outside all three machanos. Okay. No, a's eight. Oh, animal. All right. Oh, a's b'machane. Okay. Oh, second. Rashi.
Rashi.
Just start from Tom Lomar.
Yeah. So Tom.
Bereshe. Right. So it, so since it says in the beginning, remember there's Michutz l'machane, but it also has in the first part of the pasuk a problem of bimachane. Right. So you would think that what would you think first? You would think yachol l'shlosh machanos that chutz l'machane. Again, I'm going to say this even better. What chutz means outside all three machanos. Chutz means outside all three machanos. No, because you see also eiz, eiz b'machane, right? So what does that teach you, eiz b'machane?
Even bim machane, yachol...
No, 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 what would that teach you? That would teach you even in the machane. Meaning like this, meaning what?
It's in the machane, but it's still chutz.
Good, there you go. So you can have a reality of chutz inside the machane, okay? Now, it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. You'll understand in a second. Don't start defining it. But I'm just saying the Torah says there's the Gemara is bringing out a very oddity in the Torah because the Torah says that if you shecht it in the machane or chutz the machane, right? So you would think chutz means outside all the machanos, right? That's chutz, right? But the problem is in the very same pasuk you see the same violation of bim machane, which seems to imply that what that there is where
he says
ibim machane.
Yeah,
isn't that the next line in the Gemara? Yeah. So now the Gemara says, thank you.
Which machane is it?
So iba machane. Now I'm saying, so if you're going to tell me that ba machane means inside, that chutz could exist inside. Yechayev? It's like yechayev, right? In other words, think about the consequence. So let's say I shecht, okay? Let's say I shecht a korban ola in the south, okay? Where is it supposed to be shechted?
In the north.
So if I shech the korban, I'm in the right, I'm in the azara, so I'm in the base of mikdash. I'm in the right machane, right, so to speak. It's just that I was supposed to shech it here, and I shech it here instead. Maybe you'll think that's chutz. What an awesome havamina, by the way.
Outside the makam of the korban.
Right, that's a very funny...
It's not going from three machanas to one machana, it's going from three machanas to makam korban.
One second. No, a second. So you would think. So even in order to mean, I'm in the Azara. I'm in the base of Mikdash, right? I'm in the right place. Ella Shishina Makom Shkitaso. Could go and Shachat Olav Darmi Echayev. What a phenomenal possibility! I can't emphasize it enough. What a beautiful Havamina. Because it's saying, what do you would think Chutz means? Simply what? Wrong location. Which means there's no difference between outside the Mikdash or even in the Mikdash. It just said as long as I'm in the wrong location, I'm violating Shkita B'Chutz.
Okay.
So that now that's back to outside all machanos. Okay, but we haven't resolved the tension yet, right? Gemara is saying no, it can't be that, right? So therefore, what? So machutz. Now listen to this. Machutz l'machane, right? There l'shchitas kol zevach. That sounds insane. Right? I should be asking that question. You should. The logic of the Gemara is very funny. Gemara is saying, well, one second. Chutz l'machane means what? There's an area, right, that is miyuchad, right, that's not appropriate for shchitas kachim or shchita of any animal, right? It's very funny the language it's using. It's just a shchita, right? Shchitas kachim and shchitas kol zevach, right?
They change it to shchitas kol zevach.
Oh, just that? Yeah. Whatever. Okay. We'll look at Rashi, okay? Yatza.
Darum,
no, yatsa darum. That excludes within the machane the wrong location, right? She'afapi. No, that's how you read it. She'afapi.
She'afapi she'in roi l'shchitas kachim roi l'shchitas kachikalim.
Okay, so meaning like this. Meaning there's a big difference between. I'm not defining it. There's a big difference between saying there's an area where I can't do any korbanos versus saying there's an area where I can do. Just that there's only. It's just more specific. Okay, that's the Gemara's maskana. Okay? Everyone understand that?
No.
Okay, so let's go through each step. Okay, so the Gemara says, it's just a great, I love this piece. The Gemara says, okay, the Gemara says, it says, the pasuk's funny, it says, Michotz l'machane, but it says, b'machane, right? So, how do you resolve that, right? In other words, is it that there's an isser to do shchita outside all three machanos, right? Or is there also an isser to do shchita, is there shchita b'chotz in the machane? So maybe you'll think that. So that's what you have to define first. Meaning, what would you think? You would think that, what's shchita b'chutz? I'm not defining it, but I'm just saying descriptively, and if I do a shchitas korban in the wrong location. So what do I care if it's safon darom versus outside inside the mikdash? All I care about is one thing. I got to be in the right spot. Right? If I'm in the wrong spot, that's chutz. So the Gemara rejects that and says, no. with this very interesting formulation that chutzal machane, when it, in other words, what are the two? Chutzal machane means that's an area where, again, using the language of the Gemara, it's a makom miyuchad. It's a miyuchad area. It's a very funny way to put it. That's not roi for shchitas kachim or shchitas kol zevach, right? Just shchitas kol zevach, right? So it's a and Rashi says that. Rashi says, right? Malahalam miyuchad she'ena roi l'shchitas shum zevach, right? Isn't that a very funny way to put it? What's funny about the way to put it? What's funny about the way he's putting it? One more time. He says, malahalan miyuchad she'ena roi l'shchitas shum zevach. What's funny about that? Yeah, what does that mean? What? Meaning? No, more than that. Okay, why? Oh, was I saying why? Because I would argue that the roof is no different than
Durham.
Whoa! 1 second. Whoa, Durham or
Durham for Kutcha Kutcha.
No. We're in the Maskana now. That's Shechita B'Chutz. Right, I'm Chutz Machane. If I'm on the roof, I'm outside the Mikdash. Okay. So there's this way outside the Mikdash, right? This way, and then there's horizontal and then vertical, right? So if I'm on the roof. Ula seems like a very easy assumption to make.
You can't check that.
What?
Because you can't check.
Right.
Why can't he just say in the Heichal also?
Because you're allowed to be in the Heichal. Kachik Halam is mutter to shech in the Heichal.
Right, but Gago, one second.
Being in the Heichal, you shouldn't do it, but I think it's okay if you do. I think.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now, okay, good. So that's what he says. So a hole of Ein Roy, Lishki, this called Zevach, right? So I can't shecht any animals. There's no korban that I can shecht on the roof. So that sounds like a good chutz, right? Okay. So who would have a question? This Rava Samaskevla Rava. Okay. So then the Torah should have only had michutz machane, but turns out the Torah also has velo ba'e. Lo, and I'll finish it off for you. Lo heviyo. But it turns out there's another pasuk, and the pasuk says vel pesach olamoid lo heviyo. Right. What does that mean? Al pesach moed lo heviyo.
He didn't bring it to the Pesach Olamoid.
What? Say again?
He didn't bring it to the entrance to the Olamoid.
Okay, so Michutz L'machane would teach you what? That's here, just give one of the Gemara. Al Pesach Olamoid, Lamali, Lav L'mute Gago. Okay, so now let's put it together. So Michutz, what's Rava's question? Rava's question is, we have two psukim. We have Al Pesach Moed Lo Avio, and then we also have Michutz L'machane. So now, what's his question?
So his question is that, obviously, every single place in Michutz Menachana is not Al Pesach Ol Hamoed. So why does he need to tell us that he didn't go Al Pesach Ol Hamoed? Oh, so it must be that talking about a case where he did go Pesach Ol Hamoed, but he is still Bechut.
Right, which is what? Which is which case?
Just the roof.
Right, because what did he do?
Did I say that answer right?
No. Yeah, I think so. Because what did he do? In the case, was Al Pesach Ol Hamoed teaching to be Chiddush? In other words, he's trying to show Rava's asking a kasha on Ula, but he's bringing out a very important point. What's the difference between a normal Shechita B'Chutz case and the case of Shechita on the Gag?
Because he's B'Chutz, but he's also a Pesach Olamoid.
Still in the Machane.
Come on.
No, he's not B'Chutz on the Gag.
What do you mean?
Because they wouldn't need the other Pesach if he was B'Chutz on the Gag.
Right.
No, because what did he do? In other words, the difference is like this.
He went through the Olamoid.
There you go. In other words, he went into the Azara and then up to the Gag. So you would think, right? I don't know why, okay? But what you would think is what? Maybe that doesn't fit under the normal category of Shechita B'Chutz. Again, El Pesach Hamoy Lo Hevio. So what did he do? He brought, in other words, in the case of Shechita B'Chutz, that means I was always outside. But this is a different kind of case. Meaning, Rabbi's Kashi is, you can't derive from the Chutz L'machane the case of Shechita B'Gag, because by Shechita B'Gag, there's something different going on. El Pesach Hamoy teaches you that what happened? I went through the Azara and then hit the roof. So maybe you would think that's not Kamash Malan. Okay.
Another way.
No, what do you mean?
You would have thought that is B'Chutz.
It's not, right, exactly. It's not Shechita B'Chutz. Right, that's stop. Sorry, I shouldn't have gone further. Right. So it's not Shechita B'Chutz. So if I bring the animal through the Azara, right, and then up to the roof, so you'd argue that's not Shechita B'Chutz. Right?
Is that the
Bafel? I'm Pater. Let's assume it's still Pasal, but I'm Pater. Okay? This is Rava's Kasha on Ula.
There's no way they're going to
Hold on. So the question is, well, Rava, now the Gemara steps out of this. The Gemara, as like a narrator, says, okay, but I could ask the same question on Rava. Okay? Because of the Rava, im kein nichtov. No, Lasuya. Right. So what does that mean?
So that means if you only had El Pesach Omoid, that would include not on the roof either.
Right. I mean, you could look at Rashi. It's good time to do Rashi. Look at Rashi. Right, so it excludes the case of a guy burned into the Azara. Read.
Where are you?
And Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Ularava, the potter, agago?
It's like 16.
Oh, we're running. Potter, agago. The machma call.
Chalala shalazara.
Zara, curry, el pesach.
Right, so.
All
so
space above it on Rashi.
Good. Nichtov el pesach.
El pesach. Lumute gago. Lumute olash, bidara. So if you wrote el pesach, it would disclude the gago and an olan daro.
Good.
Shahari bo. Al Pesach, because they were brought to the opening. Remela, Mishtama
Chiyuva,
V'machane Levia.
Shelo Havi Al Pesach. Okay.
And it would include Machane Levia.
Okay, keep going. Michus Machane, Machane Lamali.
Lamali, Lav Liu Se Gaga. So Asa Machane, Asa Machane, V'hadar Asa Michus. So, Delot. So it doesn't say that. Is Rabbi Nami Shochei Ola Bedara.
So maybe that would also include if a guy shucks an Ola on the wrong location. Tamal Omar Michutz, right? Lemedrash Debainan Mokom Shein Haroya Lashkita Shum Zevach. Del Pesach Itzterich Ledrash Achrisi Haroya Lepesach Olamoid Chayavin Ola Bechutz. Yatsu paras chatas akachi betakabayas. So what's the Gemara doing here? You guys knew this yet?
No.
Oh. Okay, you got to work this out because the Gemara's kash and Rava also needs his own svara. Look at the ending here. So Amar Amari, now comes the third part. There's three parts of this. One second. There's the first section, which is Hami Maskana. Then there's the Ula Rava kind of machlokas. The Gemara's challenge to Rava's whole logic. And then this part. So the Gemara says, Amar Amari... Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, so Machane and Chutz Machane are coming to include the case of what? Kula Bifnim, Vitzavara Bachutz. What's the case? The body, the animal is, what do you call it, is inside, but its neck is outside. Okay? Okay, so now what is that? So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's crazy. That's what do you call it? Tzavara Bachutz? Pshita. No, what do you mean? If the head of the animal is outside, Pshita what? Pshita. Meaning what? Meaning shechita b'chutzi. Of course, that's shechita b'chutz. Right. It's interesting. If so, right. So what's the case be? Flip it. But then, of course, the question we have to ask is, why does the Gemara bring down such a ridiculous possibility? So in the last section, you have to define the Havi and Maskana, but make the Havi not sound so stupid. Because the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? Of course. Like, what would you ever think if the animal's neck is outside? That's not shechita b'chutz. Okay. So just to go back for a second. Yeah. Go over the facts. Okay. But the first thing to define is this first issue of what's chutz. It's such a beautiful question. What does chutz mean? Does chutz mean wrong makom? Right? Or does chutz mean whatever this conclusion is? Yeah.